Hello, welcome to volume number 64 of the Allegheny College Podcast. Thanks very much for tuning us in today. In this week's episode, we'll get a preview of this weekend's homecoming activities. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Hello, Nolan. Back again. It's been a while. And this time, things are a little different.
That's right.
For those people that maybe graduated in the last year or so and listen to this, and hopefully they do, they'll be surprised to hear that you're now in the Office of Alumni Affairs, doing some new stuff over there. Why don't you tell us first, before we jump into homecoming, maybe about some of the stuff you're doing and some of the stuff you're focusing on over in the alumni office.
I'm asked the question quite frequently on campus, how's the new job going? And I say that it's been a really easy transition because the essence of the work is the same. My goal in student activities was to connect students to Allegheny, and now my goal is to make sure that people stay connected with Allegheny. Nice. And so it's easy to approach it with that thought process every day. I'm really excited. This year was a particularly good year to join the office. With President Cook retiring, we've added a series of events around the country. Typically, we're able to do about two or three a year, and this year we're going to have around eight events around the country, so that makes it really fun because, of course, we love to get out to alumni and offer them opportunities to see each other and hear about the college. And one of my charges from our Alumni Council and the Alumni Affairs Office is to help develop some volunteer opportunities for alumni to stay engaged with the college. So right now I'm doing an assessment of what we already have on campus and kind of the best processes to make that happen. And I'm moving forward with that. So that's been a lot of fun to tackle something that's a little bit new.
Yeah, and I think the alumni, will be excited about the opportunities that you find and the ways that they can stay connected with campus. They may not even know about them.
That's right. And I see it from the perspective that our students are so engaged that I can't imagine our alumni not wanting to be engaged a little bit somehow. Yeah. So our first effort is working with the mentoring program that's available online through GatorLocator.org, our alumni networking site, and soon we'll be launching that so students can join that community and solicit alumni or contact alumni directly to receive advice about their jobs, careers, graduate schools, and relocation. So
it'll be a great kind of mentoring and reconnection opportunity for the students. I think it'd be a great resource.
That's the goal. We're about halfway to our goal. We have 1,000 alumni signed up right now as mentors, and we'd like to have 2,000 so that when students sign on, they don't just see the same three names over and over again.
If people in the background can hear the Bentley bell tower, we're laughing because that's going off as we're talking. Let's talk about homecoming. It's coming up this weekend.
It is.
Fast approaching, and there's a ton of different activities over the next couple of days. And I don't know if we want to go maybe the highlights day by day.
Sure.
I mean, there's a ton of stuff, and you can find it online. Just go to the alumni homepage and click on the big homecoming banner. But maybe let's talk about Friday. What's going on Friday?
That sounds good. Well, I'll say from a planner's perspective, this was kind of a dream year to put together homecoming because almost every fall sports team has a home match this weekend.
Cool.
And so I get excited for the alumni connected with those programs because they're going to be able to see the teams live and in action. So Friday night starts right away with a women's tennis match and a volleyball contest. And in addition to the pep rally, which the students coordinated for the first time, or at least the first renewed time last year, which was very successful, they're going to be offering that again in the Campus Center lobby at 7. But we also have a Hillel event this year for the first time in a long time at homecoming. So they're offering a prayer service and a reception on Friday night at 7 in the Campus Center on the third floor.
For those people that don't know what Hillel is, maybe just give them a quick introduction to that group.
Sure. Hillel is our student group for students who either identify as being of the Jewish faith or are connected to or want to learn more about that faith. And so we did send a specific email to alumni who identify as Jewish and also who were members of Hillel if we had that information to let them know, because we're really thrilled that this is a way for alumni to connect with students directly at an event. And we've heard a few nice email responses back from people. So that's a great
So Friday night's going to be full of activities, but Saturday is when really things get moving. So let's talk about Saturday.
Pretty much any hour you're going to find some sort of athletic event, but we're kind of excited to kick off in the morning with a conversation about some of our new developments at Allegheny. For those of you that have been away from campus for a little while, we certainly have seen a lot of structural changes to the institution and some beautiful renovations as well, beginning with the campus center and obviously with our Patricia Bush Tibby Alumni Center and several other buildings that are receiving attention, really well-deserved attention. And the latest and greatest is our library renovation, made famous around the world, as many people know, by our wrecking ball. But that renovation is gorgeous, and as someone who lives right near the library, I get to walk by every night and see that floor in particular really alive, and it's really dynamic in there. So that's been a lot of fun for those of us on campus to see, and they're going to have a chance to tour the library and hear a little bit more about that renovation at 10 in the morning. And simultaneously, we're having a Vukovic Center preview as well. So a few of the faculty who are really involved with that project are going to have some plans. And on the third floor of the campus center overlooking the project, alumni will be able to come and hear about the progress and the plans for that building. So we wanted to start off the day with some exciting information about ongoing projects that are a result of a lot of generous alumni and friend donations to the college. And, you know, President Cook's work on behalf of the college. And then throughout the day, there's a student research symposium, and that was actually initiated last year by our dean of the college's office, and it's done in conjunction with our stewardship office on campus. And students who conducted research, whether they were connected with faculty or not, this summer have a chance to present posters about that information that'll be present all throughout the day at the Alumni Center until about 4 o'clock. And they'll also be present between 10 and 11 in the morning to discuss those in person with people. So that's a really interesting, I think, chance for alumni to see is work on their comp continuing in some way, shape, or form, and who's out there doing what. And then, you know, the rest of the day, there's a series of athletic events. We have the tailgater up at the field that's free to our students and alumni and friends, and the football game, of course, as well as a great reception at 4:30 for alumni of color or friends of people of color or sexuality in the campus center in rooms 301, 302 at 4:30. So I think that's a great chance for people to reconnect with each other. And then, of course, I'm excited about our young alumni reunion. It's going to be at Mickey Central between 5 and 7. And we've invited back specifically the classes of the last 5 years, but we're not going to determine who is young or who isn't.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to seeing a lot of people at that event as well. So that's a lot of our Friday and Saturday events.
That is a pretty full day, but it doesn't end there. There's still some things on Sunday.
There are. We have a few of our spiritual events on Sunday. We have service in the morning that's ecumenically Christian-based, and of course our Mass that happens traditionally at 6:30. But the students from student government have sponsored the Clarks to come to campus, and they'll be performing at 1 o'clock on Brooks Lawn, if weather is permitting.
Let's hope so.
I haven't checked. So hopefully it will permit, although it's Meadville. And they've, of course, wisely reserved Schaefer Auditorium as a backup location in case weather is not permitting.
Let's hope so, though. You know, I don't want to jinx it, but you know, we could see snow.
That's
you never
right.
know. It's October now here in Meadville.
The things so far we've heard look great for Saturday, and the tents are already going up at the field,
awesome.
And the banner is already up on Main Street to welcome people back. So we're definitely ready and excited to see old friends return.
There's a lot of activities that again, some things we didn't touch on here, but. Things like festivities that happen at halftime of the game. There's some Greek life happenings going on all weekend. So I think the best way for people to see what's going on is check the website. Let's give them the alumni address.
That sounds good. Our alumni address is www.allegheny.edu/alumni.
Yep. And there's a...
Did I say that right, webmaster?
Yes. Yes. Right. Backslash is right. There's a big... There's a big homecoming graphic right there, but if you go to the college homepage, which is just www.allegheny.edu, there's a homecoming button there. So people can get the schedule and come to some events, hopefully.
Sounds good.
Well, it's going to be a great weekend, and I'm excited for you for your first big event in the alumni office. And I hope everything goes well, and no snow.
Yes, I agree. Thanks for the chance to publicize a little more via the podcast.
No problem. Thanks. About to it for this week of the Allegheny College Podcast. Thanks very much for tuning in. If you've got any questions or comments, you can send us an email. The address is info@allegheny.edu, or you can check us out on MySpace. It's myspace.com/Allegheny College. We'll see you next week.